U.S. greater than should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? News, the Tablai cluster, how the biggest COVID-19 cluster in Malaysia started and ended in 4 months. Video, motorcyclist in KL gets angry and throws punches after another rider almost knocks him. Visitors at Bukit Kiara are pooping and leaving tissue on the hiking trails, TRAKS releases PSA. Sri Lanka Rangers spot possible rare baby elephant twins. Couple gets swept away by massive waves during their wedding photo shoot at the beach. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. 11 things that only interns will relate to during their internship journey. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the Furkids' medical bills. 13 things only students who went to public universities can relate to. 3 young Malaysians win gold medals at international event for creating a soil invention tool. People Features Lifestyle, Fireflies Dance Alone as annual festival in Japan gets cancelled due to COVID-19. Looking for a relaxing staycation near KL? This hotel might be for you. You can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only RM50 and it was so worth it. Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these 4 accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Blackpink's How You Like That music video receives backlash after using Hindu god in a scene. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It's no secret that victims of rape and sexual harassment are often blamed for their choice in attire and putting themselves in a vulnerable position. But would appropriate clothing really stop a rapist or sexual harasser from carrying out their revolting activities? Here's an example as to why that might not be the case. Netizen at SYZLXN_ took to her Twitter profile to showcase a man who masturbates into sometimes stolen women's clothing before either secretly placing the stolen clothing back or selling them online. But here's the kicker, the clothing items are all traditional and religious pieces. Kalau kamni laki punya nafsu, sampai telaking pun, hem. Salah perempuan juga k, https://t.co/bexjago5pic.twitter.com/qkabdit1in. Cloud, at SYZLXN_. July 4, 2020. She wrote, if this is the case when it comes to men and lust, until they even use a telaking? Is it really still a girl's fault? Telaking and tudung. A telaking is a set of religious attire that Muslim women wear during prayers. Based on the man's posting, he took telakungs from a surau, masturbated into them and returned them to where he took them from. The man wrote, today, I'm using telakungs and headscarves. So, as usual, which surau he took the clothing from is a secret. I got a headscarf that still had the smell of the owner's sweat, smells a little sour and fragrant. It'll do. The telaking, I squirted in it until it was drenched and placed it back. Bahu kebaya, and the man didn't stop there. He also bought a traditional kebaya outfit off of a social media influencer before masturbating into it and reselling it online to another girl. I can't handle this, I have to share. So, I bought a kebaya outfit from an Instagram famous person. Recently, I resold the kebaya to this other girl, she's so pretty and it's Jerem, a sense of love, hate, looking at her body and boobs. Before I sold it to her, I left a little memento. It's so satisfying to see her wearing it. Choice of attire. This matter was brought to light after a video of a Malaysian educator broke the local web sphere after he said that victims should consider the position they put themselves in, as showcased by at SARAHFIA. http://worldofbuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/07/tudung-3.mp4. At one point in the video, the teacher said, "Come on la, we are trying to find out who is in the wrong. We want the authorities to take action against the wrongdoer, but you shouldn't disturb the process without looking at yourself. Try sitting in front of a mirror, look at yourself and ask, was I wearing the right clothing?" The teacher has since apologized for his statements. Some pointed out that this may stem from a fetish. And it also turns out that there's a possibility that this is stemmed from a fetish in which religious clothing is sexualized based on a person's imagination. But with such fetishism of clothing, is it really justifiable that victims are to be blamed for their choice in attire, when even clothing, may it be religious or not, that fully covers a person's body and hides the shape, are actively being sexualized? It's very disheartening when you consider the fact that victims are often blamed. People should not have to be held accountable for someone else's actions and wrongdoings. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, hashtag justice for Nicole, the alleged rape case in Malaysia and what you need to know.
Source,
Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright, copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.